let's go back to that philosophy, is that there's almost always a yes. You just have to be willing to sort of troubleshoot it. The second that you say it can't be done, at that point, I want everyone to get this, right? The second you say this can't be done means that it can't be done. Okay. Because the second that you say that, you stop seeking a solution.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
Oh, by the way, if you're looking to get more listings and you want a step-by-step approach to be able to do that, I want to invite you to an upcoming 5-day listing domination challenge that CPI and I are hosting, and you can register to attend for free at www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com, and it's the number 5, 5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
A student shares her story about how she was able to close a deal after following Dan's advice on not accepting no as an answer. Dan Rochon of Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching then advises acknowledging the gratitude and happiness of the client because of the deal. He also shares some practical advice if ever you will have irritating clients. Learn how persistence pays off in this new episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
I took your advice on not accepting no or it can't work, and I was able to get to the closing table Monday. Thank God. This client, I've been working with her since I become a real estate agent. She was like someone who walked into my very, very first open house that I ever had. So we got her to the table, and I mean, we were like all excited. The lender came really, really happy that it worked out for her. She was very emotional. Even though it was the most emotional walkthrough, final walkthrough that I've ever been in, because I did not want to rush her. At the same time, we were like an hour away from where we had to be to close. And I'm like, okay, Britton, we got to go. But she was just like standing in the kitchen, just like looking. And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, I'm just taking it a moment. I'm like, okay.
Here's the thing. That's one thing that I want to make sure that we never forget. As you get seasoned more and more in the business, it's easy to do, you know, is to forget the fact of how vitally important this is to our consumer, and how big of a deal this is to them. Right. And so at some point, you know, it's just, you're just doing a job. And I want to say just, right. But at some point you get into like a cadence of like, it's not a big significant event for you. Yet we always got to remember how freaking vital, significant, big of a deal this is for our clients. Not always, but oftentimes it is.
The lender was able to get a really good picture. Like, she gave me this huge hug. She did not let me go. She was just hugging me. She's like, going to get a really good review, I'm sure.
I want you to go back, not right this moment, okay, but today. I really want you to take some time and put yourself back into that moment when you were receiving that hug. Okay. And I want you to, on your own sometime today, have that conversation with yourself and just really acknowledge the gratitude and the happiness that your client was experiencing. And then as you experience that, I want you to take and bottle that up into that imaginary bottle and put a cork on it. So the next time that you have that pain in the butt client, I want you to be able to break that in half and then enjoy that again, right? Because it's good. The emotions in our business go both ways, okay? So as grateful as she was to you and as happy as she was and elated with the process, there will be a day that you have somebody that's just going to be just negative energy. And so one thing I wanted to ask you, so you mentioned at the beginning of sharing that with us, and thank you for sharing. You said you followed my advice of just not accepting a no. And so could you share with us a little bit more about like, what's the context of that advice, or what does that advice mean to you, and how did you apply it?
So the issue was that she was getting some gift funds that did not come through. And they're like, she doesn't have the correct cash to close. She did offer more over the appraised. So I was able to get that down by pretty much going to the agent, like, listen, we can do this, but either we can do it this way or we won't do it. And we were able to get that down. And then we were able to come up with a post-closing agreement to which, you know, we have documentation and everyone signed to state that, like, I would help her out by giving a rebate and she would pay that back. She was very grateful for that. She didn't expect it. She just was very emotional, didn't understand it. It made a lot of sense to me. At first, I was a little scared about it, but it did make a lot of sense. One thing you said to me is like, hey, either you're facing where you're not going to get paid, like for sure, not going to get paid if this doesn't go through, or, you know, a potential to get paid, but just get paid later. It made a lot of sense. But for me also, more than the money, like I was a bit concerned about the seller and then just my reputation as an agent. Getting to the end of it and having to tell this seller's, the listing agent, like my buyer can't, you know what I mean? And off of something that, you know, it's not the seller's fault. The seller was purchasing another house. She worked with us when negotiating repairs, even though it was being sold as is. Like, I just didn't want that bad.
Let's go back to that philosophy is that there's almost always a yes. You just have to be willing to sort of troubleshoot it. The second that you say it can't be done, at that point, I want everyone to get this, right? The second you say this can't be done means that it can't be done, okay? Because the second that you say that, you stop seeking a solution. And so I want you to always sort of position yourself when you're having troubles to figure something out, is be like, okay, I don't know how, but I know it can be done. I just need to find the way to make it work. And then sometimes that may be bounce, you know, like bringing the challenge to a group like this. That's a great way for this group, for other agents to say, hey, you know what? I did this one time, try this. And so I'm almost never willing to say it can't be done. And as a result of it, I'm able to get a whole heck of a lot done that most others never could. And it's not because of anything other than I'm just not willing to accept it can't be done.
And I think there's a certain appreciation the client gives. That like you didn't give up. And I have to thank you for that because after that, because I was so frustrated. Then I had other deals that were like falling apart. And I cannot even believe this. Like it's over. And, you know, when we had the call, I don't know if it was this coach's call. It might have been or might have just been another call. I'm like, okay, all right, let me try it. Like, you know what I mean? Let me give the fighter's punch to get it done. And I think on the flip side, what kind of res, because at first, you know, when she said it, I'm like, okay, I'll send the release. Like, we didn't really have a lot to say. She was embarrassed. I was frustrated. But I think she appreciated it. It's like, okay, we're going to figure this out. And I had to kind of like have a conversation with her because on the back end, like, I've been through this with you before. We've been through this already before. The same person giving this gift, the same situation, you know what I mean? Like, we've been through this before and we're not doing it again. Like, we're going to get this done.
Good job. That's freaking awesome. Thank you for sharing that as well.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online. Bye.